God is a rewarder who will compensate you. In this message, Pastor explains in what ways God will reward you when you pray to God and serve God.
A couple of scriptures, Matthew chapter 6. And verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. My closet, my door, my Father, and my reward. Glory to God. Do you see that? My closet, my door, my Father, and my reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Genesis 15, verse 1.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham.
Fear not, Abraham.
I am thy shield.
I am thy shield.
And thy exceeding great reward.
And thy exceeding great reward. I wanted to underline those words, reward, in all those three scriptures. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord. Given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou hast come to trust. Glory to God. Amen. Can you imagine that? So who was Ruth working for? May the Lord bless thy work or recompense thy work, and a full reward be given of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou hast come to trust. Amen. Glory to God. In Genesis 15, God is speaking to an old man. His name is Abraham. He is expectant of God for a miracle of a baby. But God is speaking to him about a reward. That word, their reward, comes from a Hebrew word, sakar, S-A-K-A-A-R, sakar, sakar, which means the compensation of God. The God who compensates you. God is saying, I am Jehovah Sakar. The God who will reward you. The God who will compensate you. Glory to God. the God who will remunerate you. What kind of remuneration are you expecting? You're speaking about salary. God is saying, I am the God who will remunerate you. I am your benefit. Sakar. When you pray to your Father in heaven, God says, I will reward you. I will sakar you. Reward you openly. Compensate you. Benefit you. Remunerate you. Glory to God. Tonight, God is releasing for the realm that you've never walked into. God Himself compensating you. Amen. Jehovah Sakar means Jehovah, the rewarder. See, prayer brings forth reward. Hebrews 11:6 says, by faith, when you diligently seek Him, remember, He's a God who will reward you. There are people who come into church, come in for prayer, and they just look for a miracle. That's what Abraham was looking for. There are people who are just looking for a blessing. Definitely God works miracles. God works and God gives blessings. There's no doubt about that. But there is a higher realm where God says, I am your reward. I will compensate you. I will bless you. I am your benefit. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When God spoke to Abraham, when God called him, he came from a very wealthy family. God called him. And when God called him, God said to him, Genesis 12, I will bless you. In Genesis 15, when you read through that scriptures, you will find that he is looking for a miracle of a baby. But God is introducing himself to him and saying, listen, I am Jehovah Sakar. The Greek word is a word called mistapodotis. Mistapodotis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It contains the same meanings. It contains the meaning, I am the God who pays you back. It's payback time for some of you. God Himself paying you back. I am your exceeding great benefit, Abraham, rewarder, remunerator. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we believe in miracles. Miracles is when something takes place where science cannot explain. It's a miracle. And Abraham is looking for that. He's way past the age of having a baby. Sarah is past the age. Her womb is as good as dead. So he's looking for a miracle. Something to take place which science cannot explain. I pray a miracle upon you tonight. Some of you expecting you. The medical reports are against you. Things are contrary to science. You know, but God is beyond all that. And God can work a miracle for you. Look to Jesus. His name is Jesus. Wherever you are, lift your hands and shout out Jesus. 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 Then there is this blessed life. When nothing is out of place. We've been blessed with every kind of spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. The New Testament language. And then there is this level of rewards. Where God pays you back for the time you lost. He compensates you for everything that you've done for Him. Every second, every minute, that you've spent in His presence. Every time you've committed yourself to serve the Lord in whatever capacity, anything that you have done unto Jesus, God says, I will compensate you. I am your benefit. God makes you a beneficiary. Glory to God. Some of you who have been serving in the church, serving in the media team, serving in the worship team, serving in the ushering team, serving in the intercession team, serving in the pastoral ministry, serving. Let me tell you prophetically, you will never miss out on God's compensation over your life. He's the God who compensates you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, my payback time is here. Amen. There is a word that is, it sakar also means passage money. It's a term that is used in the shipping industry in the idea of transportation. If you are in a courier service or something like that, imagine you are transporting 3 boxes from India to Dubai. They pay you for the boxes that have arrived, and they also pay you for bringing those boxes. That is sakar. You transfer those boxes, you transport them, you bring those boxes safely, they reward you, compensate you, pay you for those boxes, and they pay you also for bringing that boxes. It's called passage money. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I strongly believe that some of you are going to step into this realm where God Himself compensates you for every year that you lost. Maybe you committed yourself to serving the Lord and you saw nothing in ministry. Don't think it's a waste of time. The God who sees in secret, what you're trying to do for the kingdom, what you surrender to do for Jesus, He says, I will compensate you. Even the years that the locust has eaten. Glory to God. Amen. So how do you move into this realm? God said to Abraham, leave your father's house, your nation, your relatives, and step out into the land that I will show you. God was placing a responsibility upon him. Just leave. Abraham didn't want to go or have to go, but he took that responsibility. He sacrificed a lot just to obey God. He left to a land that I'll show you. Can you imagine that? Leaving everything, every comfort, everything, stepping out to a land that God will show. And he steps out. He takes up the responsibility of having heard from God and steps out. Or you look at Mother Mary, another example. Her marriage is already scheduled. But who crashes the marriage? God crashes the marriage. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. She's expecting a baby of the Holy Ghost. Mary is given a responsibility. She had a schedule, desire, dream just like any other teenage girl. But God gives her a responsibility. You will give birth to a son. You shall name him Jesus. For he will save his people from this. She'll carry this child. It's a holy child. And she willingly submits to that responsibility. Peter. Simon Peter. John 21. Jesus is asking him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than all this? Then if you do, feed my sheep. Take up some responsibility. Take care of the sheep. Take care of that sound system. Take care of just being on church on time and making sure the chairs are in place. Just take care. If you love the sheep, make sure the buses are running on time. God is giving responsibility. Jesus didn't bless him. You love me, Simon, son of Jonah? Oh, I love you too, Mom. You love me? This is the response. You show it. You take care of what I'm asking you to do. Compensation comes to people who take responsibility from God. The church, in the kingdom of God, God gives you an assignment. God tells you this is what you do, and you do it. You will be compensated. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Lord, show me what you want me to do. Help me to do it faithfully. Help me to do it unto you. See, even if you are a businessman, or somebody who takes care of a land or a property or farmer or whatever. You're doing a work. See, the Bible is very clear. Colossians chapter 3, I think it is 23, 24. Colossians chapter 3, 23, 24.
And whatever you do.
Whatever you do.
Do it heartily as to the Lord.
Do it heartily unto the Lord.
And not unto men.
And not unto men. Knowing
that of the Lord you shall receive the reward.
Knowing of the Lord you shall receive a reward. Ruth didn't say, I am working in Boaz's field. She is working unto the Lord. It's not a, okay, is my boss seeing me? Is everybody watching me? No. My God is watching me. Let me do this properly. I'm doing it unto the Lord. Glory to God. Even if you're making a cup of coffee for a man of God or whatever, you know, you're just feeding the hungry for the kingdom of God or whatever, do it unto God. Pastors might not see it. People might not recognize it. But the God who sees it says, I will reward you. And I will reward you, compensate you. Glory to God. Sakai you, benefit you, remunerate you. Glory to God. Lankatuzina kele moziate. Elisa frote leise mekatai. Lipros tilamri kazina ndebe kalis. Kalisu frikalis meredesta. Zigariti ambros kete. Glory to God. Even in your giving, give it unto the Lord. God says, I will compensate you. I will reward you. Even when you pray, pray unto your Father in heaven. In thy room, close thy door. God says, I've seen it. It's not a waste of time. I will compensate you. And I stepped out for Jesus when I was 20. didn't have a ministry or anything. I mean, I just loved the Lord. I wanted to serve Him. Knew I was called. Not sure what exactly I had to do. So I was just helping out, just with putting the chairs in my spiritual father's place. Helping with giving the oil when he prays for somebody, or just making sure that I usher in people properly. When people fall down, when he's praying for somebody, try to catch them and put them down. If they are not falling, trip them, make them fall. No, I'm just joking. I mean, I was doing whatever I could. For the Lord. And at that time, you know, so many people who loved me, they would come and tell me, "Son, you're wasting your time. Do you preach?" I said, "No." So you mean to say, you don't preach? Any ministry that you do? I mean, what they're asking is, am I on stage? I'm not on stage. And you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. I mean, go for the prayer, but do something meaningful with your life other than saying you're serving the Lord. It was like stabbing words on my heart. I didn't know what to do. I would just go into my room, close the door, and cry to my Father in heaven. And I remember one time I had a surgery on my leg, and I was sitting after the surgery in my room. My first child was just about 3 months or 4 months. You know, didn't have anything in my account. I was sitting there, and there was a gardener in the house. I mean, clearing up the garden. Then in the evening, he came and asked for wages. And, you know, he said 750 or 800 or something like that. And I gave him that money. I was so troubled, anxious, worried. I was sitting there. I said, "Lord, I stepped out for you at 20. If you had given me 800 rupees a day for serving you, I mean, I would have something in my account. Just 800 rupees. I mean, just the guy who was cutting the lawn, I paid him 800 bucks. I didn't mean it in a rebellious way. I just said it in my pain before my Father. And then God began to say, "Son, I am your compensator. God doesn't owe anybody anything. He says, I am your compensator. I am your exceeding great reward." Glory to God. Some of you who have been serving the Lord, and even from a young age, get ready to receive some benefit from God that is way beyond what you can conceive with your natural mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Three secrets about the compensation. Compensation is for the work that you do, not for the anything else. There are many prayer warriors, but not many laborers in church. That's why Jesus said, "Pray to the Lord of the harvest for laborers." Leave your comfort zone to serve the Lord, to do something for God. You know, I still remember when, you know, the church started. We were not starting a church, we just had a prayer meeting, but the church, it was the beginning of the church. We didn't know that. We had hope. I had, you know, I mean, Friday nights I would have somebody lying next to me here, another person there, another person on the floor after the prayer is over. Would get up early in the morning, drop some of them off to the bus stand. You sacrifice, make adjustments. People are in and out of the house every day. Now, my parents were so accommodative. anything for the gospel, anything for Jesus, the house is open. My brothers, they sacrificed. I mean, I still remember my eldest brother got married and he comes with his wife. I mean, the prayer is going on. Sometimes the prayer goes on as the spirit leaves and we make a lot of noise and the children are trying, I mean, his children are trying to sleep. Kids. But God compensates. God rewards. God makes sure that whatever you have sacrificed for him goes into the book of remembrance. Says to the angel, just put it there. And when I reward them publicly with interest, signed, Jehovah, Sakar, woof, glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, Jesus, glory to God. Revelations 22 verse 12. Revelations 22 verse 12. Read fast.
And behold, I come quickly.
And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. The reward is according to the work. God's fire came on the day of Pentecost on the head, not on the bum. So move your bum. Work for the Lord. There is no reward for just coming into church and sitting there. Can you imagine that? Or can you expect God to compensate you for coming and sitting there? You can come to church, sit there and say, Lord, reward me. I mean, you don't worship, you don't pray, you don't lift your hands, you sit there. And he's saying, God is my reward. What? There is nothing in the scriptures to show for that you just come and sit there. No. When somebody's preaching to you, enjoying the word, what is the sacrifice? What's the work that you're doing? Glory to God. In the realm of compensation or reward, everything that you get from God is free. If you have to pay for everything that you do, then you are not compensated. It works in different ways. Imagine in your family tree, everybody's got a disease. And you have the symptoms and you think you have got this problem. And you go there, go for the checkup, they check you, and you don't have it. That's health for free. It is in this realm of reward that God is saying, everything that the enemy has stolen for you, from you, I will reward you or repay you back 7 times over. When you think you have to work for everything and you don't want anything for free from God, it's a typical Asian mindset. It's called pride. You have to work, but you come to that point before God, he's saying, Lord, whatever you want to do with my life. The third thing is, there is this day of compensation. Not every day, but a day when God compensates you. So you've got to be patient. God will bring his reward. Every time you are in a tight spot, it's an opportunity for you to show how much you love him and how much you're willing to do for him. When Cain slew Abel, God gave them another child in his place. If you lost something, God will pay you back. In every church, every ministry, 20% of the people do 80% of the work in the church. Even finances, 20% give. Just attending church doesn't reward you in any way. And what does God get by you attending church? I mean, you're hearing the preaching. What does God get? If you would sit wherever you are, lift your hand and worship Him, He receives your worship. To move into this realm, never compare yourself with somebody else. If you live by comparison, you will kill your faith. Don't compare your car to somebody else's car. I mean, you might have been, you know, I was in Canada a couple of weeks back, and one of our church members said, you know, he used to walk to the church, to the prayer, and he would feel embarrassed because he would see others go by car to the worship. And then he came to pick me up from the airport in a Q7, I think, in Canada. He said, Pastor, I used to get so embarrassed coming to church, walking, because I couldn't afford. If you're on the worship team, stop comparing yourself to somebody else's voice. Stop comparing your salary to somebody else's salary. Stop comparing your older children to your younger children. Some of you are smart and you say, that's why I only decided to have one. So there is no comparison. Another person says, we don't even want a child. Stop peeping to your neighbor's house through your window. What are they doing? What car are they driving? What clothes are they wearing? Comparison will mess up your family. Usain Bolt never ran a marathon. He knew his calling was to run 100 meters, 200 meters. Just stick to what God has called you to do and don't look at somebody else. Looks like everybody else is serving God. They get to preach. They get to do that. I'm just... Do what you are supposed to do. You get distracted when you compare. Stick to your calling. Abraham had a problem. He was comparing in a way. That's why God said, listen, who will be the heir to my inheritance? God says, I am your great compensator. I'm your great reward. Because he said, I don't even have a child. Everybody else seems to have a child. Everybody else has got family. God says, listen, I am your great reward. Why are you looking at somebody else having children? You could be a wife beaten by your husband. You might have a face that says, hit me. I'm just joking. Somebody shows you disrespect. Somebody doesn't. And you're walking, you're going for work, and you see a nice guy taking care of his wife. And you say, oh, if that was my husband. You're comparing. Comparison will kill your marriage. Stop comparing your church with other churches. You got the best pastor.
Hey.
You focus on Jehovah Sakha. God who rewards me. God who is my benefit. When you have gone through pain, shame, years of loneliness, aloneness, struggles, battles, get ready. God is about to reveal Himself as the God who will benefit you, bless you, compensate you. Abram, your children like shall be like the stars in the sky. So Abram, you need to have staying power till you see the remuneration, the blessing of God. And when God compensates you, you will forget your pain. Let me tell you, everyone who stood with me, with the church, whether it be in your giving, whether it be in your love, in your prayer, take this. God will compensate you. God will compensate you. God who sees in secret will reward you openly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 9:17. We just read it fast and we pray.
For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
See, if I do it willingly, I have a reward. It's called, but if I do it willingly, I have a reward. Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:35.
Cast not away therefore your confidence.
Cast not away therefore your confidence.
Which has great recompense of reward.
Which has great recompense of reward. Just keeping your confidence in the Lord, in His word, has great reward. Just keeping your confidence in God's word has great reward. Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are you when people revile you, speak bad things about you, insult you, hurt you, and persecute you. For great is your reward in heaven. There are heavenly rewards and earthly rewards. Jehovah Sakha is when He reveals Himself as a reward on the earthly realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your prayer, your fasting has got its reward. So spend time with Jesus. Go to thy closet. That's a special room. Close thy door. It's like a husband and wife going into that room and getting intimate with each other. Get intimate with Jesus in prayer, in worship, where you become one with Him in worship. And every blessing will flow out of it. Let's close our eyes in prayer.
You're worthy of it all.
Somebody who is watching me, your leg has got some infection. God's healing power is coming upon you. His healing power is coming upon you. There is somebody who is watching me. You have come in with a very burdened heart. Tonight, God sets you free. He removes that burden from you. Walk in the lightness of the Spirit. Sakali de Beoste. Sintili de Makazian to Galeste. Glory to you. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to move in the hearts and the lives of everyone who might be listening to us or watching us. Reveal the truth of your word. Would you surrender your heart, your life once again, to take up the cross and follow Christ Jesus? Would you surrender your life? Love the Lord, to serve Him. Jesus. Even in 1 Corinthians 9 it says, we discipline our bodies that we might not lose out on our reward. We bring it under subjection to Christ. There is great reward even when you exercise self-control. You want to do something wrong, your flesh is behaving in a different way, and you choose to discipline yourself. There's great reward in the sight of God. Nobody else might see it. You might be going through great temptations, and yet you choose the path of self-control and discipline. God rewards you. God will reward you. Say this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I commit my life to you. Forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my heart. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I surrender. I submit my life to you. I renounce sin. I renounce the devil. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Master, my God. Fill me, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Anoint me afresh with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to walk in the light as you are in the light. I want to fellowship with you. Be one with you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even as we take the bread in our hands tonight. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do ye in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your body, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we come before your table, Lord. And we want to, Lord Jesus, with gratitude, Lord, with thanksgiving, Lord, for what you have done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for speaking unto us yet again, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself, Lord, as Jehovah Sakar, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The one who rewards us, the one who compensates us, the one who is our remunerator, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that every quiet surrender, Lord, every secret sacrifice, Lord, every unseen labor, Lord, every second spend in your presence, Lord.
Yes.
You have seen it, Lord, and you will reward openly, Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you.
We receive, Lord, that new realm, Lord,
yes,
that you are receiving into our lives, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, in faith, Lord, we step into that place, Lord,
yes,
of
Lord,
divine compensation, Lord,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
into a reward, Lord, that
yes,
no man, Lord, no science, no logic can explain, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for releasing that grace
thank
into
you,
our lives, Lord.
Grace,
we ask you for that grace, Lord,
Lord,
to take up the responsibilities that you have entrusted us with,
yes, Lord,
to be willing to labor, Lord,
yes,
not to compare ourselves with anyone, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to exercise the self-control or the
yes,
fruit of self-control, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to we welcome you into our hearts, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, Lord, to go into the room, Lord, to shut the door, Lord,
yes,
and to meet you in secret,
yes,
Lord, to fix our eyes upon you, Lord,
yes, Lord,
knowing, Lord, that you are our Jehovah.
Yes,
Lord, the one who rewards us, Lord. We thank you, Father.
Thank you,
we thank you, Jesus.
Praise
we
you,
thank you, Holy
Glory
Spirit.
To God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless this bread, Lord. Impart your life to us as we partake of you in Jesus' name.
And redeemed me, Jesus.
Same manner when supper ended, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. We have redemption through your blood, the forgiveness of sin. We have peace with God through your blood. Thank you for having reconciled us to the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that your precious blood speaks a better word over us than the blood of Abel. That thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed us not with silver nor with gold, but with your own precious blood. Life is in the blood. We thank you for your life. Bless this cup, Lord. Bless our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody with growth or something on your neck. The Lord's healing power is upon you. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Lord, everyone who is watching us or listening to us, may they enjoy the tangibleness of your presence wherever they might be.
Yes.
Let the glory of your presence flow through, move through upon their lives. You are the God who will reward us. Our eyes are upon you. We dare not look at anything else or compare ourselves with anyone, but our eyes are upon you. None of us who look to you shall ever be put to shame. Build their marriages, build their homes. Bless those, your children, Lord. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build it in vain. Unless the Lord guards it, the guards guard in vain. Build every home, Father. Build every home. Thank you, Jesus. Build every family. We give you glory and honor. It is your word that you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Build your church. Build our lives. Let not the gates of hell ever prevail against us. In your hands we commit the congregation. And we speak your word of blessing over them. As we bless them, we bless them in the name of the Father. We bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Remember, Jesus will reward you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, smile.
still we will sound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. And shout, 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 and we still we will sound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high.
Sing for joy in the Lord,
all you righteous.
Sing for joy in the Lord,
all you righteous.
Sing for joy in the Lord, all you righteous.
Sing for joy in the Lord, all you righteous.
And bless His holy name. And bless His holy name. Bless His holy name with shouts of joy. And we still we will sound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. And shouts of joy. And we still we will sound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord.
Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Let there be sounds of victory. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord.